final segment here in Hour 1 of Wildcat Insider. Tyler Dreiling will join me for Hour 2. Then we've got Powercat Game Day coming up at 6, 8 o'clock, the tip time tonight on Big Monday between K-State and Kansas. Wyatt Thompson with me once again this segment from Bramlage Coliseum. Coming off that loss to Iowa State over the weekend in Allen Fieldhouse, which was about equally as shocking, I think, as K-State going into Waco and winning, do you feel like this Kansas team, with everything that has surrounded them off the court combined with seeing them lose at home, is perhaps more vulnerable than we thought they'd be?
Not about it. Now, the question is, how much more vulnerable than normal? And I think you can look at it from a lot of different factors. There are people that believe that the off the floor things have been a factor to a small degree. And I think that's probably pretty accurate, and I'm in no way, shape, or form an expert on that particular subject. Just kind of hearing some of the KU people talk today, though, I think that's what they're talking about. Obviously, when you look at the loss of Azubuike, that was a big deal. And here's the thing, John. You got to give Iowa State credit. They hit 18 threes in that game to win at Allen Fieldhouse. 18. That's a pretty crazy thing. You got to do something special to win there more times than not, and that's pretty special.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And
the 41, 42 minutes, though, that those guys had to play Saturday with a quick turnaround like this, this isn't KU's deepest team by any stretch, nor is it their best defensive team. So if you're a Wildcat, I think you should be excited about that. Does it automatically mean victory? Probably not, because this is an awfully talented offensive team.
True, and they do get, I suppose, a little bit of a boost in having Carlton Bragg at least suited up tonight. It sounds like, you know, he's likely going to play. If he does play, do you think that makes a sizable difference with him being able to shoulder some of those minutes, perhaps?
I don't know about sizable, but I think it does help them because, you know, they've gotten down to the point where they were using Mitch Lightfoot as a freshman, and then they don't do that very often. He's going to be a good player, but he's probably not as refined and as strong as he's going to be. Bragg's a little bit closer. He can help them because of his length in some games. He may not be able to do it for maybe more than 8, 10, 12 minutes, but he could help some, there's no question.
And T.J. Johnson, the first matchup, was battling some foul trouble. He played just 22 minutes in that game. Having him out there on the floor trying to take advantage of them inside, how paramount does that become?
Well, I think it's really important. I think that's a really good point because that they need him to be more in that 28-minute range, I think. DJ can handle those minutes for the most part. He is a threat, I think. This KU team is, as we said, not as deep as normal. They don't have the same size as normal. I believe that plays into DJ's strengths, but you've got to be careful. What he has to avoid tonight, see if you agree with this, is just the silly reach foul. Mm-hmm. He cannot do that in this particular game. He knows it, but it's easier said than done. You get into the heat of the moment, you just never know how that's going to play out. But that'll be big tonight, keeping him out of foul trouble.
This sounds like a silly question because, obviously, I mean, you want to beat your rival. It's Big Monday. It's going to be a charged-up atmosphere. But what would be the real significance of this game if K-State's able to win it?
Well, they already own two victories on the road against RPI top 30. That's pretty good. If they could get this one, I think you could realistically think about a team that could maybe win 9 or 10 games in the league because of what they have left at home if they get this one tonight. You've got some winnable games. They're not easy, and they'll be hard, actually. But I think it would certainly give you a boost. And from a national perspective, beating KU, that's a big deal. And you can't kid yourself with that. That's just going to be what it's going to be. Their strength of schedule is decent. Their RPI is real good. It would be paramount to win this one.
Well, looking forward to it. And, of course, you can listen to Wyatt on the call here tonight on K-Man. Wyatt, appreciate the time and joining me, and enjoy it at Bramlage tonight, man.
Sounds good, bud. Great talking to you.
All right, there's Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Wildcats, with me here on Wildcat Insider. Again, just some housekeeping here. The lineup for the rest of the next couple hours as we head you through pregame coverage of K-State and Kansas. We got one more hour of Wildcat Insider, and hour two of the show. We'll have at 5:25 Brian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, to offer up his opinion on how much the off-the-court issues are affecting the Kansas Jayhawks, plus a little bit more on where KU is at right now. Also at 5:40, special guest in studio, we are actually scheduled to be joined by Marlins man, who is in attendance here for the the game tonight between K-State and Kansas. You see him all over your TV at all kinds of big sporting events. He's been at Royals games, been in a lot of games at Allen Fieldhouse, but he's going to be there for Big Monday tonight, so we'll get a chance to chat with him a little bit. Then for Powercat Game Day, Cole Manbeck, hopefully, we'll get him to stop by for a little bit as well between 6 and 7. When I return, though, Tyler Dreiling will be with me as we take you back through K-State's win over Baylor and just what all was accomplished by the Wildcats, which to me has much more to do with the big picture than just the mere fact that they've gotten themselves back on the right side of the bubble, according to the NCAA tournament projections. But we can get to those two in hour two of the show. 537-1350. If you got a phone call, you can tweet your questions or comments to the game KMAN as well. You're listening to Wildcat Insider here on KMAN.